The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Now again, this is the Daily Common Sense portion. I'm just giving you facts, figures, actual statistics, not projections, not predictions, and I'll let you come to your own conclusions. Okay? 51% of all the deaths recorded in the state of Ohio now have been people 80 years and older. 51%. Another 26%, 70 to 79. That's 77% of all the deaths, 70 years up and above. And of those, the overwhelming majority of them had other health problems as well. Currently, now, the number is going to rise, okay? The number is going to get bigger, but considering the number of confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state of Ohio today, the percentage of people that have been impacted personally today, and again, this is going to rise, but today it's 0.0016. 0.0016. You have a greater chance of getting struck with lightning. You have a greater chance of being struck with lightning than actually being confirmed with this case and dying with it. If you're under 50 years old, you have almost no chance whatsoever that you're going to die of this. So the question, the extreme measures that have been taken, are they justified? I'll let you determine. Now, just one other thought before I go to the phones. Just one other thought. We've been told we need to flatten the curve. Okay, we have. We have flattened the curve. We have peaked out. Everybody agrees we have reached the peak and we're coming down on the other side. I get this. We have flattened the curve without face masks. In Home Depot, Costco, Lowe's, Walmart, Giant Eagle, Kroger's, your local hardware store, carryouts, we have flattened the curve without face masks. Now, some have used them, but not very many. So, again, just an honest question. We have flattened the curve. We have reached the peak. We're headed down on the other side without mandatory face masks. My honest question, why now? If we've gotten here without mandatory face masks, why are we requiring them now? And then one other thing, I'm sorry. I looked up the World Health Organization recommendations for face masks. This is current, April 2020. Headline from the World Health Organization, advice on use of masks in the context of COVID-19. And may I quote, the use of a medical mask, medical, not what 99% of you and I are wearing. These are the certified medical masks, okay? And again, I'm quoting, the use of a medical mask can prevent the spread of infectious droplets from an infected person to someone else and potential contamination of the environment by these droplets. However, there is limited evidence that wearing a medical mask by healthy individuals in the households or among contacts of a sick patient or among attendees of mass gatherings may be beneficial as a preventative measure. Limited evidence that even a medical mask in mass gatherings really helps. Okay. However, get this. However, there is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, including universal community masking, can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. That is a quote from the World Health Organization. Can I repeat it? There is currently no evidence that wearing a mask, whether medical or other types, by healthy persons in the wider community setting, including universal community masking, can prevent them from infection with respiratory viruses, including COVID-19. And again, I've just given you the facts. You reach your own conclusion. All right? That is my daily dose of common sense. You do with it whatever you desire. All right, let's go to the phones. And I was asking about rating Governor DeWine. My poll is up on my webpage, and the numbers keep going up. Way over 100 of you have responded on the Facebook poll on Bob Burney Live. So let's see what Charles has to say. Charles, welcome.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You're a trusted family as well?
They are.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to give DeWine and Dr. Acton a 9. I think what they have done and what they are doing is good. You want to err on the side of being overly cautious as opposed to be loose as a goose, and then you have a repeat of what happened in 1918, 1919, when you had over 39 million people die all over the world. So I have no problems with what DeWine is doing with other states who locked down their states. I think that's a good thing. And you gave a percentage of the folks who were younger who have the chance of folks who were younger, their percentages of dying as opposed to somebody who's over 50.
Right.
And I would still say, Bob, I don't want to be that person whose young child has died. I would tell you to go talk to the couple who were paramedics who lost their 6-year-old daughter to this virus. So I have no problem with being overly cautious.
Okay. Can I just make an honest question? With that reasoning, you would never put a child in an automobile. A child 5 years old and younger is far, 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 far more likely to die in an auto accident than with COVID-19. So would you suggest then that 5-year-old kids never be allowed in an automobile?
Here's the thing with that argument, Bob. You can control putting a child in an automobile. You can't control this virus. I mean, I hear people make those type of arguments that you just made. We can't control this virus. And let me say this thing since I'm on that. Just think how many deaths would not have occurred if Trump had moved when he first knew about this. If he didn't take out those two pandemics, two pandemic offices that were set up, one in Homeland Security and one in the president's office, to deal with something just like this.
Okay.
And we lost over 60,000 people, but just a matter how many people would still be here.
Okay, you're seriously making that argument. with a straight face.
I'm mad because it's true.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Charles. I appreciate it. He promised my screener that he would leave Trump alone and just talk about DeWine. I knew we would get to that. Yeah, okay. What did I tell you? I told you weeks ago, Bush died, people, or Bush lied, people died. I told you that the same thing would be said about Trump. When you run out of facts and you just hate somebody, you just make things up out of clean air, like Bush lied, people died. Okay, all right. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I've got CJ on the line, and I got a couple of phone lines for you if you would like to jump in. Now, like I said, I'm giving you the facts, the statistics, the figures. You come to your own conclusions, whether the actions have been justified or not. That's up to you. We'll be back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Now, I always want to be accurate with anything I say on the air. And I have no problem whatsoever in admitting I'm wrong, issuing a correction or even a retraction, and if necessary, an apology. All right? So I wanted to check. According to the Ohio Department of Health website, there has not been one single death attributed to COVID-19 of anyone 5 years old or younger. Now, unless their website is incorrect, not one. Not one. So, and again, according to their website, there has not been anyone under 20 that has died. Not one. Age 20 to 29, one person. Age, and again, this is from the Ohio Department of Health website today. Age under 20, zero. Age 20 to 29, one person. Age 30 to 39, five. So in other words, if you're 40 years old or younger, you have just about zero chance of dying. And if you're under 20, you do have zero chance of dying. So, again, my question, and you can answer it any way you want. I'm just throwing out the question. Was it smart to shut down our schools? Just throwing it out there. By the way, if you'd like to participate in the poll at Bob Burney Live on Facebook, a whole bunch of you have jumped on since we went on the air. Charlotte is giving Governor DeWine a 6. Joellen says, I would rate him 5 earlier, but after today, I give him a 3. I think he gives Dr. Acton too much power. Something smells fishy. Alan, knowing what we now know, Governor DeWine is a 1. There's something very wrong going on. I believe we will continue to get new information to reveal this was never about our health. Julian Rick, a 1. And again, concerns about Dr. Acton. That is a common theme through these comments. Serious. People who really want to support DeWine have real concerns about Dr. Acton. All right, let's go to the phones, and I've got CJ in Columbus. CJ, you're up next. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call.
My pleasure.
I've got a couple of comments. As far as the governor goes, I did not hear the press conference today, so I don't know what he said. I had up to this point been glad that we were in Ohio and not in Michigan.
Well, that's true.
Somebody that originally moved here from Michigan, just to be honest with you.
Well, you got right with God and left that terrible state up north and came to the promised land.
Well, I wouldn't go so far as that. However.
But
I will say that I feel that our governor has, I've really been praying for him because I wouldn't want his job right now. I wouldn't want our president's job or any of them. I mean, it's a tough call that they are, you know, it's a lot that they're trying to juggle. But I will say that, again, I didn't hear the press conference today, so I don't know what the man said. But up to this point, it does seem like he has really been trying to weigh the very difficult choices he's had to make. But along that line, you know, with all due respect to your previous caller just before you went to the break, I believe his name is Charles, he was expressing concern about being, you know, erring on the side of caution. And I guess the concern I've had, Bob, from way before, I would say mid-March, when things really started to get battened down, is the ramifications of focusing so much on a potential death. And we know every life is precious. Every life is precious. So I'm not minimizing anybody's death, but there are serious ramifications if we only focus on potential death from this virus to the exclusion of the domino effect when you have an extended lockdown.
Right.
So a question
right.
I have is how many of these COVID-19 death statistics from whether it's our state or around the country, how many of these statistics are factoring in deaths from the suicides that have occurred or the deaths from the stress of people not being able to pay their mortgages?
CJ, I'm running out of time, but they're not counting that at all. We know that suicides are rising. We know that drug deaths are rising. We know that depression is exploding. We know that people are losing their businesses and will never get them back. And that is my ultimate question. Are these actions justified in light, not of fear? And you said it, CJ. We cannot respond with fear or because of fear, but facts.
Yeah.
Well said, CJ. I'm so glad you called. Thank you much. I appreciate it. All right. God bless you. Listen, folks. We cannot live our lives based on fear of something. We can't do that. All right. We'll be back.